This evening won't be comfortable for you unless you become comfortable with the present moment, because that's all you're getting. And if you don't become comfortable with the present moment, then you may feel a strong urge to leave before it's over, in search for some other moment, more stimulating, more interesting, some other moment that offers you more than this moment. And that's a very normal thing, to feel that inside, the pull towards the next moment is deep-seated in every human being, in the human mind. It is part of the collective conditioning of the human mind. And most people live like that all the time, being pulled internally away from this, that movement that pulls you towards the next moment, which I call the psychological need for the next moment. Where is it? And wherever you go, in businesses, institutions, families, you can observe that. Stress, it translates, it becomes stress, of course, and many other things. The inability to be at home in the now, all there ever is, life itself. The inability to be at home with all there is ever, this moment. So strange. Everybody, all other beings on the planet have no problem with it. Trees, flowers, they love being totally present. The animal, except a few animals that have lived for too long with humans. Certain dogs can get very impatient. When are we going to go for a walk? Waiting. If they were out in nature, they wouldn't have to wait to go for a walk, but because they live with humans, they have to wait. But on the whole, you can, even dogs that have lived close, very close to humans for thousands of years, there's still an enormous ability, in despite all that, despite certain human traits that sometimes affect dogs, an enormous ability they have preserved to be in the now, to be in a mode of receptivity and openness to celebrate life, aliveness, this moment. And if you have a dog or watch a dog, it is a pleasure to simply watch the openness, the readiness of an animal like a dog to celebrate life. The slightest excuse is good enough. And the owner of the dog, burdened with problems and what's going to happen next, and not here, somewhere else, in thought, in the mind, trapped in mind structures, which are future projections. And all that's needed, you only need to look at a dog, some dogs, and they already wag their tails. Just a look is enough, and they respond, alive. So humans have lost that, and that's only a small part of what they lost. They lost the ability, one could almost say, to be. So lost in doing, so lost in past and future and time, so lost in thought Because that's all that past and future are, mind structures. They are nowhere else except as thought forms. Past and future are thought forms. Nobody has ever touched the past, except in the present moment, as a memory, a thought form, but only in the now. Nobody has ever met the future. You can't, because there is no such thing. And humans live as if it were more important than this. Of course, it's a form of madness, but it is so normal that nobody questions it. That's how everybody lives. You watch TV, they're all doing it. It's so normal. So you get lost. There are many aspects of being lost. Lost in thought. Really, that's what it comes down to. Because past and future are thought forms.